BBC Audio presents Haunted, Tales of the Supernatural. 10 full-cast BBC Radio dramatisations of chilling tales by legendary writer Rosemary Timperley. Walk on the Water, written by Rosemary Timperley and dramatised by Patricia Mays.
Yes, dear?
I've finished my sandcastle, look!
Oh, it's lovely, dear.
It's the best sandcastle on the beach.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think of my sandcastle?
I think it's a lovely sandcastle.
I made it all myself.
Did you now? You're very clever.
Who are you?
Rachel! Rachel, dear.
Yes?
It's time for tea. Now, come along, darling. You'll have to leave your sandcastle until tomorrow.
Well, it won't be here tomorrow. The sea will have come and taken it away.
Well, then you'll have to build a new one. Come along now. Daddy's waiting.
Did you see the man?
What's that, dear? Now, don't forget your spade.
The man I was talking to just now.
When?
Just now, before you called me.
I didn't see you speaking to anyone. But whoever it was, I hope you didn't talk to him. You know what I've told you about strangers.
I only said hello and asked who he was.
Well, what did he say?
Nothing. He went away.
I wonder what he was up to.
Nothing. He only said hello. He said he liked my sandcastle, that's all.
Now, look, Rachel, we can't be watching you all the time. We let you onto the beach because we trust you to be sensible. Now, if this man or anyone else comes near you again when you're alone, you simply come and tell us at once. Is that clear?
I liked him.
That has nothing to do with it. Anyway, you can't possibly decide you like someone just on one meeting. Now, come along. We mustn't be late for tea. Rachel?
Yes, Mummy?
Some cake, dear. There's that chocolate one left. You know how you like chocolate cake.
No, thank you.
Is anything the matter?
No, I was just thinking.
Sorry I'm late, Beatrice. Oh, dear, that Mrs. Delaney.
Yes, I was wondering where you'd gone to, Henry.
You know what she's like.
Other than that she's a guest like ourselves, no.
She likes to pass the time of day, and that means at least half an hour's gossip.
You should be firmer, Henry. We've practically finished our tea.
I'm sorry, dear. But she told me something rather distressing. Apparently a man on the beach this afternoon. She thought he was simply going for a swim. He went into the water and...
Do you mean...
Did Mummy tell you about the man I saw on the beach, Daddy?
You shouldn't have been listening, Rachel. Daddy was telling me something private.
Sorry. Anyway, I liked him. He had a kind face. I think I'll spend the rest of the holiday looking for him.
Well, Rachel, has he asked you?
What do you mean, Mother?
Oh, darling, you know what I mean. Stop teasing. Are you engaged to Peter?
Yes. Oh. Yes, I am.
Oh, let me see the ring. Oh, it's beautiful, darling. Congratulations.
You're really pleased, then?
Oh, of course I am. Your father will be too. You know he likes Peter.
Oh, he's been mumbling about us being too young.
Oh, he doesn't mean it. All fathers hate losing their daughters. It's a well-known fact. After all, you're 21, officially. You're on your own.
Oh, Mother, I do love him.
Oh, of course you do. And he's doing so well. He's got excellent prospects. Oh, that reminds me, we must have a celebration, an engagement party, this Saturday.
Oh, not this Saturday, please. Can you make it next week? Peter's taking me to see Swan...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?